Parents who care about their children's faith are in a tough situation. While we attend church and have friends and neighbors who share our faith, the leading technology and media companies are fueling a content culture that is devoid of God and the importance of faith. So writes Eric Goss, who's the CEO and co-founder of a new entity called Minnow. And Eric is a former senior manager at Amazon. He joins us now to talk about Minnow, which in effect is trying to provide a faith-based alternative to Disney Plus, Amazon, and Netflix. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Eric, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much.
Jerry, thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Sure. And all the best with your venture. And before we get into the meat of it, do you mind if we talk just a moment about Amazon itself? That's a fascinating environment. I have read that kind of in some ways the kind of the key to understand Amazon is to understand the Darwinian idea of survival of the fittest.
It's an intense culture. I started working there when I got there about 6 months after its initial public offering. And so there were probably maybe 300 or 400 people at corporate. So it was pretty small. Even though the company had 2,000 to 3,000 people, they were in the warehouses.
Yes.
Primarily. And so a lot of the senior managers that had been with the company for quite some time, I actually worked with, and was, you know, hired within months of them being brought on. And Amazon is a great company. So it's got some of the brightest people on the planet when it comes to digital marketing and e-commerce, and I'm grateful for my time there. But it's an intense place, and you know, there's a real focus on efficiency and economy. And, you know, from a Christian point of view, when those things get optimized to a certain extreme, mm-hmm. it can be a bit dehumanizing for folks. And so I do think, you know, that's the challenge that Amazon has. But, you know, they're best in the world at what they do. And I learned a ton there, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jeff Bezos and the company that he's built there.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard of or seen a movie called Modern Times by Charlie Chaplin, 1936, where he's a factory worker, and he goes nuts, and he makes it comical on the one hand, and on the other hand, it's kind of based on some true realities. And every time I read these stories about Amazon workers, I can't help but think of that movie, Modern Times. You ever seen it before? Charlie Chaplin?
I have. I'm chuckling to myself as you talk about it, because
sure.
I definitely see the similarities.
All right. Now, speaking of movies, I understand there's about a $30 billion kids market when it comes to movies. And there are things like VeggieTales, which provides, you know, Christian content for children and so forth. Tell us about this new Minnow venture, which sounds very, very exciting and sounds like something that the body of Christ should really get behind in America and around the world.
Yeah, I think parents today, so when I left Amazon and started working in the faith-based media arena and started talking to Christian parents, it became very clear that most parents feel torn because they essentially have to choose whether or not they want to let their children engage media and technology. And if they engage the media environment that we're in right now, there's a sense of I have to compromise my values because they're going to be exposed to ideas and content that I can't support, or I'm going to just pull them out altogether. And what's difficult about that is the children, you know, so much of what's going on in culture and media is what the kids talk about at school.
Oh, yeah.
And actually media and technology is really, you know, the future for our children. And so there's a sense of parents feeling sort of torn. And, you know, as you think about Netflix or Disney Plus, the way I describe it is, you know, back when we had DVDs, a mom or dad could pick a DVD, give it to their child, and know they were in a controlled environment. Now what's happened is companies like Netflix and Amazon and Disney Plus have taken a whole bunch of DVDs and thrown them in a basket, and they set it in front of your child and say, pick one. And the question is, who's doing the picking? Who's putting the DVDs in that basket? And so as we thought about that and what parents were looking for, there are really three things that they wanted. Parents were really looking for, is there a tool out there that can really help my children understand who God is and that he loves them? And what does it mean to actually live a Christian life? The second is, what can I do to protect my kids from messages? And when can I, as a parent, have permission to be able to control when they get exposed to certain messages or certain ideas versus feeling like, hey, as soon as I take my child outside or turn on Netflix, they're immediately in a PG-13 world. And then the third thing is, what does it mean for me as a parent to actually parent in this environment? You know, parents today are actually parenting in an environment that, you know, no one's trained them for. And so, you know, they're not necessarily set up for success other than the fact that they've got the Holy Spirit guiding them and leading them.
Yeah.
And so all that led to, what could we do to build a platform that could be a partner for Christian parents where they knew that their kids would get exposed to great ideas, content that reflected the stories and the values they care most deeply about, but then also not with that it would just protect their children, but parents could have winnable moments with their kids, that they could talk about the shows and talk about the ideas, and parents would have that feeling of, golly, I actually think I'm succeeding as a parent, succeeding as a Christ follower, and what does it mean to help my raise my children up in the faith? And so that's all that kind of really led to Menno and why we launched it just 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Okay, so tell us about this. I understand there's a Parents Television Council study, and we've had Tim Winter, president of Parents Television Council, on a couple times on this program. He said apparently they found that less than 1% of Netflix content is G-rated. I would have thought it was more, only because they do have a whole section for children. And, you know, a lot of it, you know, I see things related to building up your vocabulary or things like that. Things that aren't, you know, they're kind of value neutral compared to other programming, which is maybe borders on the occult or something like that.
Yeah, so what's interesting when you look at a platform like Netflix, there's someone at Netflix who's choosing what's kid-friendly or not. And the key challenge is with these platforms is that person is making choices on behalf of your children, and you don't know who that person is. And as I'm a dad of three girls, and we subscribe to Netflix. And when they launched their kids section, I was really excited about that and the fact that I knew that it would be separated and there'd be a separate experience. But when I started looking at the content, I'm like, wow, you look at this as appropriate for an 8-year-old. You look at this as appropriate for a 7-year-old. And what I recognized is it actually lulled me into a false sense of security, because the reality was I thought there'll be plenty of content here. And to your point, there's some stuff, there's great programming on Netflix and great programming on Disney Plus. But there's also programming out there that you look at and you're like, this is actually running counter and is communicating things that actually are in opposition to what we believe as Christians. And so that's really the challenge is that most parents, if you talk to parents today, the one thing that they feel is time starved. You know, they're looking to have those moments of connection with their kids.
Yeah.
They don't really feel like, I don't have time to actually curate and go through every program on Netflix. And so we built Menno with the idea that we're doing that work for you. And so every show on Menno has been viewed by our team, by multiple people on our team, to make sure that it is a good fit for Christian parents, both from an entertainment value, production value, and then also from a biblical or theological standpoint.
What does the word itself mean, the name Menno? And it's spelled, by the way, M-I-N-N-O. And your website is gominnow.com. But what does that mean, Menno?
Yeah, so when we were coming up with a name for the company, as an entrepreneur and as a Christian, I went through a period of time where I thought I was doing what God wanted me to do, but I think in retrospect, I looked at that as I sort of thought what I needed to do and then was really asking God to bless it. And in the process of that was spending time meditating on John 15, where Jesus is talking to the disciples and says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will create much fruit. And what I recognize is there's really a need for me to abide and to surrender to God and not to be so focused on outcomes, but to really be focused on, walking with God daily and walking and keeping in the Spirit. And that word abide in the Greek New Testament is actually menno, M-E-N-O. And so when I was meditating on that, I just felt like the Lord saying, this is the name. And it's a constant reminder to me and to our team that for us to succeed, it's really about staying in step with the Spirit and abiding in Christ and let God determine the outcomes. And so, our focus is to be faithful, but it's not to push or to strive or to drive to a certain result. It's really to understand where the Lord's leading us and how can we participate in what he's doing in the world.
Okay, and give us an overview of some of the content on Menno.
Yeah, so we've got over, 2,500 different episodes that parents and children can enjoy. Probably, the marquee program we have on Minnow is VeggieTales. And one of the things we recognized early on is that the major platforms are not really making any investment in content for Christian kids. And so, and because of that, the classic VeggieTales and the VeggieTales that, many people grew up with and want to share with their kids just isn't available. And so we went to NBC Universal and made a major investment in the VeggieTales catalog, so you can find that on our platform. There are a lot of other shows that have come out in the last 5 to 10 years that a lot of parents don't know about but are really high quality. VeggieTales creator Phil Vischer created a show called Buck Denver Asks What's in the Bible that takes families through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. I had the opportunity to work on that show. We have shows like Ryan DeFrades, which is really an action animated show, and what we find is young boys love that show. We have Allegories, which is made by a creator out of Texas that's really great for preschool children and helping them understand, basic truths about who God is and his goodness. And so, and then we've got a lot of educational content where you can come on and see stuff with history, reading and writing and numbers and ABCs.
Is this just geared towards kids or is it geared for the whole family?
Yeah, so right now the streaming platform is geared primarily for children from preschool to probably fifth or sixth grade, and so 2 to 3 years of age to 10 to 11. We have two other parts of our business. One is a children's publishing program, and so we've actually, when we talked to parents, we recognized that they were looking for books or resources that spoke more to kind of what they were going through today. And so one of the books that we just released as an example of our program is called The Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids. So VeggieTales creator Phil Vischer wrote that, and it's a children's Bible that has 52 different stories that parents can sit down and read with their kids that really explains the Bible, from start to finish. And then the third component of our business is Minnow Life, which is a website where parents can find advice and content and parent guides, downloadable parent guides, that address specific issues that they may be dealing with. For example, are my kids on track with kind of social, emotional, and spiritual milestones? And so we've got a ton of content there, and we'll be continuing to publish articles and really curating experts in parenting who can really help parents with, the issues of today, because parenting is changing so dynamically based on what's going on with technology and media and cultural movements.
Huh, excellent. Are there Christian movies at all on this? I mean, and by here, obviously, I'm talking about geared towards children. But there are a few like that. I can think of one. I forgot the name of it. I think it's called The Gold Medallion or something like that. But it was definitely geared towards children.
Yeah, we've got some children's movies that are anywhere kind of, from 45 minutes to like an hour and 10 minutes. And so that's an area that we're going to continue to be building out. But you can find those movies today. Most of the content that we have is more episodic and television based.
Sure. Yeah.
But there are some of those shows have released movies.
All right, we have a minute to go. What else would you like to say about Minnow, gominnow.com?
Yeah, if folks would like to try us out, they can go to gominnow.com, G-O-M-I-N-N-O.com, and we offer a one-week free trial. You can also find us in your favorite app store, so Apple, Google, Amazon, or Roku, and you can actually try us out and purchase us using in-app purchasing on those platforms. We're $6.99 a month and $69 a year. And then if you're interested in that children's Bible I mentioned, the Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids, you can check that out at gominnow.com or at Amazon or your favorite bookseller.
Okay. Well, all the best to you, Eric. God bless you. And you're certainly lighting a candle instead of cursing the darkness. We appreciate that. We still have 10 seconds to go. You want to wrap up in 10 seconds of content?
Yeah, I'll just say Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope they have a great Christmas season and can really enjoy it and enjoy God's gift to us.
All right. Eric Goss, gominnow.com for more information. Thank you, Eric. God bless.
Thanks, Jerry. Bye.
Bye-bye.